Perek Ches, Halacha Memches. Ha'akava, Kelim Bo'ifin Rafui. To construct a Kli in a way to loose joint together in a loose way. Muta La'akiv, this is the third status. Muta La'akiv Kli, you're allowed to go and construct a Kli, Ba'akava Rafuya. If the joinage, if the construction is only loosely joined, not compared to binyan altogether, we're not worried, maybe you're going to go and join it together in a way that it is done properly joined together by Issa Min HaTorah. You're not worried they're going to come to an Issa Min HaTorah. But yesh mikrim, there are cases shabem ein hetel harkitli afilu ba'akava rafua rafuyot kazele kamon. I mean, to do rafui is muta even midrash bonon, because they're not going to worry that you're going to go and do it a proper joinish together. Therefore, it is muta. But there are some cases which they're still also to join together even if it is only loose. Aleph, let's see the cases. Keili asher rigilut lekoyas chalokov zebzeh. A keli which the usually way of doing it is to join it together with ki'ah, to join it together in a way which is takua, like we said, that is to usually do it the first stage. You do it with, let's say, a nail, or you do it with a screw, a glue, or you do it such a way, such well put together, in a way you don't look as if it's two items. But even shish is a toy of its. In the way that if you do this here, you'll be often in a tayyah. You're not allowed to join it together, even if you're joining it in a loose way. The choshu, the worried, shamayasa, kirigilusin, the chol, v'yitkenu. Maybe you're going to do it the same way as you did it on, usually do it in Yimei Chol, and you may do tkiah, you may join it together properly. What they say, a keli, which is usually put together in a strong way, you're not even allowed to put it together in a loose way, because we're worried that you may be going to do it and put it together properly. He brings down the fourth note, according to the Chazan Ish, it's allowed to be done. That's according to the Mishnah Berurah, and at all, you're not allowed to do that on Shabbos. You're not allowed to do that on Shabbos. So what do we say? If a person's got a Kli, which is usually put together with Tki'ah, You're not allowed to put it together even loose, which is very common. A person has got, let's say, a table which one puts together every day, a folding table, which the legs get together with pushing them together. Now, with the chura, when one pushes it together, one gets it a good, well, here. Get stuck very well. You have a little fit there, you have a little spring there which puts it together properly. If that is called tkiah, when you put it together, it's considered tkiah. Even if you want to go and do it now loose, you're not allowed to do that on Shabbos according to the Mishnah Berurah. That means it says here, Chidush, even if you are going to go and do it now very loose together, we don't say since you're doing it loose, you're allowed to do it. According to the Mishnah Berurah, you're not allowed to do that on Shabbos because we're worried maybe you're going to go at the end of the day, go and join it together properly. So if base, lehutra hakavas kli ba'ifin rafui, we don't allow you to go and construct a kli even if it is loose, elem ken hakli kvahoya mokav v'nisparik v'olach suya b'Shabbos. If it was already joined together, but you're only going to put it back from where it was before, that means it was joined and it got dismantled, then you want to put it together again on Shabbos, you say you're allowed to put it together if it is loose. Aval, im akli lo hukav me'olam, if the kli was never put together ever, ubo la'akivu b'Shabbos b'tam yishonah, you're going to go and construct it the first time on Shabbos, yesh b'zeh melocho, v'araisa shom akivu patish. He says, but there's a new problem. To do the first time construction from a kli, even if you do it in a loose way, it's a problem, because you've got problems from Maka, the Patish on Shabbos. The if Gimel, you're doing the third status. Some people say the ain't a kli. You're not allowed to go and construct the kli. Even in a loose way, and do their hakava haragila kli. If that is the normal way to go and use this kli, the einu shadar kli a smoker for even roughly. But cover zu afsida liyishua boli yolam. What do you say? It says that if this kli, the way to use it is always in a joiners and construction. Use it in such a way, even though it is loose, that's the way one uses it, then you're not allowed to do that, because the construction which you're making today, you're making a construction which is going to stay forever. Even though it is loose, some people say you can't do that on Shabbat, because that is its construction. How do you make this kli? Is by putting it together in a loose way. That you're not allowed to do on Shabbat, some people say. He asked in the footnote, Re'eh Ba'ora, he brings it in the brackets on top. Re'eh Ba'ora, Shakstavnu Levaiba is even Nemet Issazai. He's not sure, all different cases, he's not sure what is the Alocha. You have all different cases. But I call upon him, that's what he said. He wants to say maybe if a person's got a buckle on his Chagura, on his Chagura, on his belt, the shayla is when it's joined together in a way which is easy to be joined together, but one leaves it for a long time like that. He wants to make a differentiation that if it's considered one item, consider two items. If at the end of the day you look at it as if it is one item, the buckle is one item, and he wants to say maybe it is also, if you look at it still at the end of the day it's considered two items, maybe be muta. The clear differentiation is not clear, but the korban, the aloha is that if a person has something which is loose, joined together, and that's the way one uses it, and he's putting it together now in order to leave it as it is, always to be loose in this way, that's the way one uses it, some people say you're not allowed to do that on Shabbat.